All right, hi everyone. I'm standing here on unceded Aboriginal lands. I'm standing between you and your lunch. I'm going to talk for 5 minutes about HIV testing and the midwifery workforce. So the guidelines state that all pregnant women should have HIV testing at their first antenatal visit, and midwives are critical in ensuring that routine HIV testing with informed consent occurs at the first antenatal visit, which for many women is the hospital booking visit. So in this project, Australian Research Centre for Sex Health and Society and the Mercy Hospital for Women in Melbourne collaborated to develop an education intervention to build the capacity of Victorian midwives to initiate and to normalise HIV and hepatitis testing. So we designed an education intervention with a pre-learning component followed by a one-day intensive study day. I'm really happy to share any of the resources that we've developed with anyone who's interested. So basically, we then measured impact using pre-intervention, post-intervention, and then three-month follow-up surveys. The pre- and post-survey instruments included 8 knowledge questions and 4 self-assessment questions, which focused on confidence in practice. So of the 71 participating midwives, 55 completed the pre-survey, 69 the post-intervention survey on the day of, on the intensive study day. And we didn't ask the knowledge items on the three-month follow-up. We wanted to keep it brief to maximise the response rate. We still only got 22, but I'm going to talk about them anyway. I still think they're indicative of the change that we saw. So midwives' knowledge of HIV and hepatitis and confidence in their antenatal testing practice increased following this intervention. So in terms of knowledge, we saw improvement from pre-intervention to post-intervention across all of the 8 knowledge items that we asked. 98% of midwives knew before this intervention that HIV screening should occur in early pregnancy. Yet, on the day of the intervention, 45% had never actually initiated HIV or hepatitis screening at the booking visit. And so 3 months later, this proportion reduced to 16%. In terms of confidence, beforehand, 36%, I'm rounding, were not at all confident at conducting pre-test discussion. And the proportion that were confident, moderately or very confident, increased from 20% before the intervention to 84% after, and then up again to 89% 3 months later. We asked midwives before and after how confident they were discussing injecting history. So confidence increased here from 44% to 84% before and after the study day. But at 3 months, only 63% still felt confident. And in contrast, the proportion that reported they were moderately or very confident with their own basic counselling skills reduced from 62% before we had anything to do with them to 32% at the end of the day, so we sort of broke them. But 3 months later, 95% of those who responded were feeling moderately or very confident in their practice. So what? So 98% of our sample already knew about the guidelines for HIV testing in early pregnancy, but only 42% had not ever initiated. So many were not confident to do so. Before we started this project, Mercy Hospital observed that some of their midwives would, in the middle of their booking consultation, actually call in another midwife who had completed specific training to discuss testing. So not great for continuity of care. So some of this was about confidence and some of this was about mistakenly thinking that the Victorian testing laws actually prevented them from initiating testing when they hadn't been accredited, which is wrong. So anyway, the intervention was effective at increasing knowledge and increasing confidence and at highlighting for midwives their specific role in screening and also in increasing the proportion of midwives who actually were initiating testing. In terms of the confidence measures, they do offer some clues, I think, about practice. So after the 1 day, their confidence in the general counselling skills diminished, and then it came back after 3 months after some time spent putting new knowledge and new skills into practice. And then the confidence discussing injecting, which we included as a stigmatised and a sensitive issue, It doubled after the study day, but this wasn't sustained over time. So these two things suggest to us that midwives probably would have benefited from some further support, particularly around the confidence stuff post-intervention, so perhaps some clinical supervision, a refresher or a short online intervention to build that confidence at embedding new information into new practices. So this project shows that specialised workforce support is still needed to address workforce barriers to midwives initiating and normalising HIV testing at that first antenatal visit. And I think also learnings from this project could be applied to the implementation of risk-based screening guidelines to prevent congenital syphilis, because most certainly this will be a task for the midwifery workforce as well. So that's it. Thanks to all the people, and have some lunch.